saw you and I knew you were depressed. Said a rusty sword on my back. All honest and nonsense, the breeze on your ends, choking your phone cracks.
All right, welcome to Musically Meditated Rock Review. Don't sleep on these particular bands and these albums we're about to discuss. This is episode 48. I'm your host, Joe Riley, and I have my co-host, Sretan Jovanovic.
Ah, bonjour, Joe.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good, man.
Everything is lovely. A little shameless self-plug real quick. Musically Meditated is available on most, not all, but most podcast listening platforms. Easy place to listen, definitely, and now to watch is on our YouTube channel. We've had that since day one. Also, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. What else am I missing, Sretan?
Libsyn, every Google, every Android app that's for podcasting, we're on all of them.
Okay.
That's easy to do because you just load it up on one, and Android's good about spreading the love.
Yes, they are, so thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Android.
Thanks, Android. But yeah, also please reach out to us. We do have a contact number. It's a Google number, right?
Yep.
Isn't that what it is?
Yep.
And the number is 1-812-963-4727. Once again, that is 1-812-963-4727. We would like to hear from you. Don't be shy. I know people get shy with this kind of stuff, but any suggestions, hate mail, love mail, whatever it is, whatever you want to say, please
reach
out.
Mostly love mail. I'm sensitive.
He's sensitive.
I can't handle it.
I got thick skin.
I don't.
Because I'm a steel worker. But,
point
yeah.
at the sign.
Yeah, yeah, we got a sign back there.
Yeah,
there we go. We won't get into that, but locally you probably know what's going on. So there it is. And they have our support 100%.
Sure do.
For the current contract coming up. But that's local. That's a local debate and local politics and so on and so forth. But like I said, this is a rock review. Like we mentioned last episode, we talked about Nothing and Culture Abuse. And I feel that those are two bands that you definitely shouldn't sleep on as far as modern rock goes. And what we're going to jump into is this band called Birds in Row. They're a French hardcore, post-hardcore band that formed in 2009, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but from Laval, France, and they are composed of three members. They're a three-piece, and they do not go by any particular names. They go by the letter T, Q, and B, so that's kind of cool.
I like that.
I like that, too. They were signed to Death Wish Incorporated, or Death Wish Records, whatever you want to call it, in 2011. And they released their debut album, You, Me, and the Violence, in 2012. And I remember buying, you know, Converge Records, because Jacob Banner from Converge owns this record label and runs this record label. And when you would buy a record, they would throw in, like, promo posters and whatnot. And I remember getting the promo poster for this particular record, You, Me, and the Violence, and checked it out. And it was cool, but I forgot about them because this release that they just came out with, We Already Lost the World, was their first since then, I believe. So, you know, kind of forgot about Birds in Row. But like I said, they formed in Laval, I don't know how to say this, Miami, in 2009.
You guys, no disrespect.
No disrespect. I took German in high school. I didn't take
Allow
French.
Allow me, Joe.
Okay.
It's just Mayenne.
Mayenne?
Think so.
Okay.
They'll call us. We're looking to get an interview with
We are looking to get an interview.
They'll correct us.
They've been very nice to us thus far on social media, but two of the members formed them in 1 week, and then they split up, and then they recorded one song in a week, and then they decided to choose their name because birds are usually flying around freely. However, you often, you know, see them fly as a group or land on wires in a row. So that's how they came up with the name. So there you go. And, you know, this could represent how people choose to be free and then always end up following their fellows, you know, and feeling comfortable. So, you know, birds of a feather flock together. How about that? Getting deep here. Yeah, so that's a little background. They also choose to sing in English because they wanted to be understood by most people. So that's a great idea.
If you would not have told me, I would not have picked up on the accents. And then once I did a little research on them, I can hear it, but not really.
No,
but
not
sort
really.
Of, but not really.
No, I had no idea they were French.
Yeah.
Until, like, you know, I started to dive deep into the band and in the history, because, you know, they with their sound, which I'll get into, I haven't really heard anything like this. So usually when that's the case, it's something from Europe, because I don't know if they're a little bit more original than us or what it is. But, you know, with rock and roll or, you know, hardcore punk bands, I mean, punk in general, you know, came from England, but nah, that's arguable because the Ramones. But at any rate, there's just something.
Well, I feel like if you stick out enough that you could stick out and cross the ocean, then it's usually something special. You know, local stuff, like, let's say local the entire United States.
Yeah.
You kind of know exactly where to get access to that type of music, like you in particular, Joe. Maybe you don't, you know, you don't have that same angles with Europe, so something has to, like, cross the ocean for you. And most times it ends up being that good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I agree with you. In 2014, they posted on Facebook that they had broken up, and then only to delete the post just a few seconds later.
Yeah.
So everyone was confused. And then they released a follow-up statement saying that Birds and Row were going through some changes, but they haven't broken up. And they basically said that they were just going through a lineup change, and, you know, citing both an interest in learning to perform together, and with the new lineup, they were wanting to pay tribute to people and labels who helped them achieve their level of success, you know, what they've already had achieved. And then they decided to release a series of EPs. And among these releases, the EP Personal War was to be released through Death Wish, and a split with WAITC, who are also from Laval, France, to be released through French label Throat Ruiner Records, which there's this band on Throat Ruiner Records that I discovered years ago. I actually bought the vinyl, and it looks like it's Cavalier, but it might be like Cavaliere. I don't know how to say it, but they're very Converge, like dirty Converge.
Cavalier is pronounced Cavalier.
Is it? But it's spelled different, so I don't know.
Chevalier?
Maybe it's Chevalier. Yeah, maybe that's it. Look at you. You did take French, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
I started smiling about 2 minutes ago because you're so ingrained in these labels and these band names that you don't even flinch when you say stuff that would make anybody else go,
what?
You know, what was it again? Sorry, the
Throat Ruiner Records.
Throat Ruiner Records.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. But
you didn't even skip a beat.
Yeah. But I just discovered them randomly through, I'll say Cavalier, but what was the other way to say it?
Chevalier. But Chevalier. It's a different word.
Okay. But you know, and just discovered that, and then they had some really, really good bands. So I thought that was a little interesting tidbit. But let's move on to the new album that was released this year on July 13th, and it's called We Already Lost the World. You know, they have a couple videos, a lyric video release for the opening track that we just started the podcast with, and that track is 1538. You know, this band, like, the material with this is like a really good slow burn emotional, you know, feeling, and like it, like, this album compared to the other ones, it just has this like really deep and dark like progression, and it's like, you know, just maybe opening back some, like peeling back some scars or some old relationship wounds I'm getting from this, like some separation.
I did a little more
anxiety.
Research on this one too, and I get a little bit of that, but I get a little bit of somebody that maybe some of those are politically minded, but they're definitely not. So the political climate in Europe is definitely not the one that it is in America. But I see subtle tones of maybe it was something that they've already gone through, that we're like in the middle of, but we stepped it up a notch. Or maybe it's relationship stuff where you've had 1,000 arguments and like, what do you do now? Like you haven't, you sort of haven't gotten, you sort of haven't moved forward. You just know that you're about to have like 1,000 more arguments and they're all going to have the same outcome. That's kind of the tone I got. And I may be looking way too much into it.
No, I think that's awesome because, you know, like one of the tracks is called Love is Political. But my favorite track, the opener that we did with this this episode, it's called 1538. And I think, you know, there it has really good like vocals from melodic singing to like melodic chaotic screams, like for the perfect time for the band to break down, like a breakdown, you know, like I wish on this album too he would have done more of this kind of, you know, chanting melodic singing instead of so much of the melodic screaming. Mm-hmm. But this is I believe this is the best track on here. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy. It's crazy me not having much exposure. And today we like listed off our three favorite songs and our favorite song. And it's the same for all three. That just doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
But yeah, this is my favorite song.
And like you said, with the lyrics, I think there's something political there, but maybe...
Oh, sorry, not on this one. I meant as the album as a whole.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But
not on this one.
With this one, it's definitely like a relationship thing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, I also got stuck at the beginning with some of the, like, the first, let's say, six lines I wasn't too crazy with because they didn't seem... Sorry, guys, I really like this album, and I'm super excited to see you guys in 2 weeks. In Chicago at Beat Kitchen. What was it, October 14th or 15th? Whatever that Sunday is. 14th?
Yeah.
But the first thing, like anytime anybody puts the word cheap perfume in a song, I don't know what happens. Like even though a lot of my favorite songs have those two lyrics, like I just kind of, I'm like, eh. And then there's a line, here's me picking it apart and having much to say after this, is there's a part that says... you were to press it. I saw you and I knew you were to press it. The rusty sword on my back, all loudless and nonsense, which reminds me of that Shakespeare quote about like with the beginning of a story, which is the beginning of a song. And the quote is, I pulled it up here and they don't go together, but it's what I thought of.
Okay.
And it says out, out brief candle told by an idiot full of sound and fury signifying nothing. So there's no signifying nothing, but it kind of has a similar tone.
Okay.
Where it's like all this argument or this stuff, or maybe he's like whatever this hurt or backstabbing is like, okay, it happened, like now what?
Well, I guess you got to get over it. But like the first line, I saw and I knew you were the press, or you were to press it, the rusty sword on my back, all loudness and nonsense, and the grease on your hands choking your phone cracks. So I mean, what I get out of that is just like a argument with your old lady on the cell phone.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, but I see that's where my brain goes, where I get stuck on that one line and that's all I think about.
But I do like the next one. Cheap perfume ran on the dust and it found no rest. I lost a life waiting somewhere between your teeth and the nails, and this train just won't crash.
I like that part, the train that just won't crash.
It's kind of like being stuck in that relationship that, you know, that's really, really terrible for the both of you. You know, but you're just stuck in it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, it's just a train that won't off rail. It's like, you know, you're just bad for one another. And, you know, it's just,
yeah.
It's just a bad situation. But you're just going to still stay on the tracks and just hate life.
It's also funny, like when I read the lyrics to all these albums or all these songs, I always, a lot of it has to do, like you said, like with relationship stuff or like unity or even, you know, the name of the band and all that. But I saw a lot of the lyrics, even this song, I didn't so much see it as like you're right. It makes sense, everything you said, but that's not what I got. I got out of it like some kind of self-reflection and like some fault in yourself that you just can't figure out how to just get over this. And it's almost like self-sabotage and all this. I saw a lot of the songs as being like that, as somebody trying to be better despite themselves and their faults and whatever. And so,
yeah, I like that. I like that input. That's good because that's what lyrics are there for. It's maybe you're, you know, like placing your ego in it yourself, you know, and lyrics are just open for interpretation. So.
And I have a huge ego.
We all have huge egos and we have big heads.
Yeah.
literally and figuratively.
Literally.
but then, I'll move down to this one. I dream of a world where birds won't sing. Every single text from your ex, I know I am tired. I like that too. Like, you know, that's like a little jealousy thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. And then here we go. And we're both going down to hell. Will you still spit at the black clouds over your head and spray your ashes in the air, polluting my last breath in the fire? How I wish you could just learn. I love it. I love it. What do you get out of that, Strut?
Exactly what it says. That's good words.
Good wording, ain't it?
I just think about being dragged to hell. Maybe she went first.
Maybe she, hopefully she went first.
She wanted to make your last breath just a little bit worse.
And then the next one is, I need understandings, the symmetry of a shell, the applause of an ego. Who knew I was right all along the fight? Nice way to end it.
Yeah.
Nice way to end it. So yeah, 1538 is a great track to start off with, you know. For sure, for sure. My other tracks that I like, I really enjoyed, like you said, which was odd. We both really loved the song Love is Political. Do you have the lyrics for that?
I do.
Could you read those?
Okay, you tell me when to stop.
Just go ahead.
Sorry, listener. The liars, the cheaters, all dogs turn to wolves. You'd better hold on to your love. The anger, the pain, the violence, the shame, it's all so temporary.
I like that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And there's nothing you could prove with a blade with a blade on their throats, but the weakness of a pile of guts. You destroy the leash to make it a chain. It's so unnecessary. That's the part I liked.
Okay.
Like all this craziness, and then to say like it's so unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like why did it get to this? Or maybe, I mean, I'm putting words in their mouth, but
yeah, why did it have to get to this point?
Yeah. For you'll know the failures of hateful hearts.
Ooh.
Which is, I mean, we got a lot of people right now that are like talking hateful stuff, whether they think their side is right or not. And, you know, most times doesn't get you anywhere except a big mess until somebody
lets it go.
Yeah, right. Snaps and somebody else has to. All right, sorry. No, don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me where the fuck I came from. Violence is not a mission. I surely cannot cope. Love is defiance. Defiance is necessary. Love is disobedience. Love is political.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I like that last one.
I do too. I saw like on their Instagram, a lot of people were just getting that tattoo, Love is Political, like on their wrist or whatever. And I think just that song title itself could have so many different meanings.
Yeah.
You know, but great track. I remember with the music, you know, as a band with that track, there's a lot of highs and lows, but the drum and the bass, mathematically, they keep it interesting. And with this band too, with the guitar, like with a post-hardcore deal, you know, there's very little distortion. He has effects, but he's just a different layer somewhat in the back. Not to take anything away from him.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask you that. With this is called post-hardcore, right?
Yeah, or hardcore punk. We'll call it post-hardcore.
How do the instruments, like, learn me, Joe.
Yeah.
How do the instruments, because to me, the drums were kind of up front a little more than like the guitar and the bass and the vocals. Like they all kind of step back, but they were all kind of in the background. How do you describe like layering?
We'll get into the layering and we'll start with the guitar. Like I was mentioning, you know, this is a totally different sound, with the guitar being somewhat quiet. It's loud and quiet at the perfect time. And then it's melodic and abrasive at the right time. But with the bassist, he's the total backbone for every track, and he's very solid with the rhythm section. And a lot of that with the loud bass, he's using the overdrive, and it blends well with the drums. So, you know, if you were just to listen to the guitar tracks on this, you might get a little bit lost because I think he's experimenting. So I don't know who's writing the music for this, but, you know, the drum and the bass is just very on point and it keeps the rhythm going. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
And like I said, like with the guitar, it's melodic at the right time and then it's really abrasive at the same. You know, like I said, peaks and valleys going.
I really like how it all blends together, but in my opinion, the guitar was always like not the thing you're supposed to focus on.
Yeah.
It enhances everything. It enhances everything. It almost tells you like, okay, if you're not sure how to feel when you listen, the guitar will make sure you know how to feel when you listen, I guess. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
But it's not the thing you're supposed to get obsessed with when you listen. To me, it's the drum and the bass.
Yeah, because it's really in the back. It's really in the back. But this is an album I think that's it's gonna maybe get lost, and that's why we're talking about it in depth, because I really love it. It's gonna be in my top 10 for sure. And if you're somebody out there that really doesn't know about post-hardcore or really care, like, this is a good place to start, you know, just to kind of feel out the difference between the guitar, the bass, and the drums. But that's a good point. I'm glad that you noticed that. And excuse me, the drums, like you said, seem like they're definitely in the front, and they keep everything and everyone, the listener, when I say everyone, on the edge of their seats, because there's a lot of, like, you know, anticipation and climactic mm-hmm. parts, you mm-hmm. know, and then there's really good, like, off tempo mathematic beats too. So it's like, you're really listening to the drums a yeah. lot. Like, he's really guiding you through. And yeah, the tempos and the time structures, it just, it keeps it interesting. It's not your basic song structures, you know, and it never ever gets boring. So it's a good one to start at the very beginning and get through it. And like you mentioned before, it's only like, what, 9 tracks?
Mm-hmm.
About 35 minutes?
Something like that, yeah.
Or 40. And
yeah, I know 2 of the songs were short, and it's a quick listen.
Yeah, it's a quick listen, but it takes a lot. Like, it could be very abrasive. Like, my first listen to this, the vocals, you know, when he's screaming, which is a majority of the time, like, it's a different tone of scream. It's a melodic scream, but, you know, it's not, it's a rainy day, dark thing. This isn't sunshine and Skittles.
Well, no.
Puppies.
No, you look at the lyrics, too. Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like, it's definitely not...
Can't eat candy to this.
No, yeah, I can't eat candy to this. I mean, you know, not to take away and make everybody like, oh, I'm not checking this out, this is going to be some depressing shit, but definitely check it out for the reason, you know, to test the waters of post-hardcore. And, you know, another way to describe this right before we move on to the next band, you know, if you've listened to Converge, you know, before Converge goes into their distortion and do their kind of, you know, post-hardcore, like, I don't know, flangey guitar type of stuff before they hit that pedal, that's what these guys do. But then when it gets chaotic, like, he just hits a different type of effect on his guitar pedal. But then the bass and the drums and the overdrive of the bass takes over and makes up for the heaviness.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll be interesting to see these gentlemen. What is it? October 14th. They're playing at the Beat Kitchen. They're playing with a band named Kin Mode, who came out with an album this year as well. I'm looking forward to see them. They're pretty disgusting. They're pretty rough around the edges. And Beat Kitchen is always a cool place to see a show. It's small. I've mentioned before, I saw Nothing there many moons ago, like 5 years ago. I did see, I was able to see Pianos Become the Teeth there, and who else? Show Me the Body. And I ran into Hannibal Buress, the comedian, there at the Show Me the Body show. So that was kind of cool. And like you mentioned as well, I really, really looking forward to a possible interview with these guys. We've been back and forth on social media. I'll have to email them. And I don't know if they know how to speak fluent English or if we're going to have a translator. And I don't know what to refer to them as. What were the letters, like BT and Q or something?
Just close the thing.
Yeah, but yeah. You know, but like, it seems like they always had this like kind of cool mystique, not like a Slipknot, but like, I get it. I get the artistic expression of like, it doesn't matter who we are. Like, here's our art, you know, like, they're taking the total ego out of it. So, you know, more than likely we won't have a camera there, so they'll be okay with that. But they did perform live on Audio Tree, which is kind of like that KTXP or whatever, mm-hmm. On YouTube. So everybody check
that,
them out.
That radio station in Seattle, we can't remember the name.
We can't remember the name of.
It's really cool.
Because we're like,
that you should all watch.
That you should all watch. We're just so close to Chicago, we just don't remember Seattle type shit.
No, because
it's so far away.
Our memories get foggy.
Yeah. No disrespect to you, Seattle. But yeah, everybody check them out on Audio Tree. And I was kind of surprised because of, I don't know, the mystique behind these dudes. But at any rate, yeah, check out Birds in Row. This is a really good album, and perfect amount of time. You know, they didn't go.
I really enjoyed it. You gave me 3 bands for homework, and you like set up the Spotify so that I could just listen. I accidentally listened to the other 2 bands or one of the bands, and it just, I have a hard time with that type of music. And I thought that was the one that you were like, well, we're going to focus on this. So give it a listen. Let me know what you think.
That's a good transition.
And so I was like, I had a hard time with it, but then I kept listening and I was like, oh, it's the wrong band.
Right.
Let me get back to the one that I should be listening to. And I really enjoyed them. So I'm super excited about going to see them.
Okay, cool. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I didn't know, you know, for some of the listeners here, they probably, a majority of the people don't know who the hell they are. And if you didn't, you know, you have a good taste in music, but I know some things could maybe be a little bit too abrasive. And I was worried that this might be a little bit too abrasive for you, but no, it wasn't.
Not at all.
Okay, great. Well, let's transition now into the band.
Into the
abrasive one that you were like, I don't know, man. I don't know about this. But there's a band called Tomb Mold, and the album is Manner of Infinite Forms. They're a Canadian death metal band. The best way I could describe these guys is old school death metal. They're disgusting, and they're like a doom lathered, I don't know, just gore metal. It reminds me of... you know, just a great mixture between brutal death metal and, like, imagine like a slow tree sap rolling down a tree, you know, like doom metal when they do that, like when they want to slow it down.
Uh-huh.
If you're an old school death metal head like myself, and you grew up on Cannibal Corpse, Autopsy, Broken Hope, like, this is for you. They're from Toronto, you know, they this is their second album. They're on 20 Buckspin Records. You know, they just have like an obscure shape to their music. A lot of it is distorted and it's kind of oddly put together. Like you mentioned earlier before we recorded, it was kind of hard for you to follow.
Yeah.
And what was it? Just because there wasn't breakdowns and different time signatures?
Or? Yeah. I know people that listen to this music all the time. It can hear those things, and I just, to me, it's, and again, don't disrespect, because they have a fan base, they have all this stuff, but I'm new to this, and it's too much for me, only because I don't know where the songs end and begin. To me, it's like 4 seconds of a song, a whole album of that. Like, it's just like level 10 intensity, level 10 noise, level 10 screaming, guitar, like everything, distortion, drums, everything, super fast. And I don't know how to distinguish between, you know, between the songs, except for one that I actually really liked.
We'll get into that. The thing is,
and I don't know if, it, like, sorry, I don't know if it's a fair criticism.
No, it's okay.
Because I don't listen to this.
You don't. Yeah, you're not a death metal guy, but for those listening, it brings back that solid old school death metal shit that I grew up on, and not that they're not like progressive or anything, but. It brings me back like to the old Autopsy days and Cannibal Corpse. And like I said, a little bit of, Broken Hope, from the Chicagoland area. And especially with the vocals and this particular album, it's all deeps, it's all gutturals, which I'm a fan of. You know, there's a lot of new death stuff or death grind where it's just a lot of spaz core, I call it, and a lot of screaming and shouting. This dude the whole time is doing the so-called Cookie Monster, but he does it well, you know, and like they have this really good meddling of like pulverizing heaviness, but then like very, very awesome technicality behind the guitars, and the guitars really, really stick through or shine through, I feel, like in a melodic way, but just like good transition from like leads to rhythm and just progression. The only thing, like the drums and the bass, they blend well together, but I could have used more bass in the mix because I'm a bass player, and a few of their earlier releases, like the bass really shined, but I felt like the dude that produced this kind of wanted to have that old school drum and bass as like the background and have the you know, the guitarist steal the show here, because their guitar trade-offs are badass, and it's just some good new school / old school death metal that I like. And ironically enough, we had Keith G on here with episode 17. We're going to have him again. He mentioned them to me, but I kind of forgot. And then when we did a rock review episode 35 and I talked about Gruesome, when I was listening to them on Spotify, Tomb Mold just happened to pop up, you know, like similar bands, like when you listen to the album and the next thing comes up and I'm like, what is this? And then like I looked at the artwork for this album and I was like, this is sick. Like it's just like old school death metal, like it's some crazy kind of painting.
Artwork is really cool.
It's really cool. And then the Tomb Mold logo, it's like typical death metal. You can't read what the hell it says, which is awesome, but it's like orange, you know? And I was like, whoa, that's really cool. Like it just like really stuck out, like almost like Halloween or something to me. But the painting stuck out. And I was like, man, I told Keith, I'm like, yeah, Tomb Mold. Like I finally checked it out, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, right on. And he's like, well, I'm going to go see him at a festival. And this was this summer. I forget what fest it was. Sorry, Keith. I'm like, dude, if they have a long sleeve T-shirt of this, I'm like, you got to get it for me. I'm like, and I hope everything's in orange. So it is. It's got the album cover on the front and then the Tomb Mold logo on the long sleeve. I should have wore it tonight, but I didn't. I had to.
It's too hot. You're not
too hot. And the guns in the sun. Yeah, it's not a day for sleeves. It's a little moist in here, but it says Tomb Mold with their logo all the way down the arms, and then on the back there's some also. Or there's some awesome artwork on there, and it's all in orange, and it's a black long sleeve, and it's just great. So thank you, Keith, for picking that up and bringing it all the way back from, I don't know if it was Maryland Death Fest. It was some kind of fest, but he said they were awesome. So thank you, Keith. Shout out to Keith. And my favorite tracks are Manner of Infinite Forms is the opener, Bored Embrace, and I think that's your favorite, Sreten, because you said there was a little bit more. A little bit more, I don't know, groove to it, right? Instead of just just a free for all.
I like the drums on that.
You like the drums and Blood Mirror. Tomb Mold. I guess I'll say it right now. It's my favorite death metal album of the year. And once again, like digressing back to Birds in Row, perfect amount of time, 8 tracks. You know, not too much. You know, like just here it is, digest it. But we're not, you know, shoving it down your throat for, you know, over an hour, like music like this and Birds in a Row. Like it's not meant to be a long record. So I really like it. And I do like Gruesome. I love that album too this year, but this one's on often, or it's on constant repeat, I should say, when I'm in the death metal mood. And, you know, there's no over triggering of the drums and the production. The production was really cool. I guess, they tracked it in Toronto, and it was done by a dude named Arthur Ritz. I hope I'm saying that right. He's also produced Power Trip, Piss Grave, and Code Orange. I know you like that, Sreten. But, you know, he does it in a certain way so he can achieve an organically huge mix. So I don't know if he's doing the live recordings all at once or something, but, you know, this is a really good album. And it's a really good creative high point for a lot of strong 2018 death metal releases. Like I said, this is my favorite. So maybe it's just because I'm an old head when it comes to death metal, but I'm feeling it. But now we're going to move on to a little section called I Like Don't Like What You Like. And we've talked about this before, and I was kind of shitting on the track, and this was, I don't remember what episode, but I want to tell all the traditionalist death grind guys to chill out on the new Pig Destroyer album, Headcage. They're getting a lot of the traditionalist death metal dudes or grindcore guys are shitting on this album. And I've listened to it about 4 or 5 times. You know, it's very metalcore at times. And I'm a metalcore guy, so I'm cool with that. Actually, it's metalcore a lot of the time, but seriously, like, what do you want from Pig Destroyer at this time in their career? You know, this is their time where a lot of people know who they are just by the name in general. I mean, Three Floyds does a beer named after them. They have a bass player in the group now because they were always just vocalists, guitar, and drums. They also have a sound guy, like, as far as samples. So basically, they're a new band, you know, like, do you really just want 30-second grind songs and chaos? Like, no, man. I mean, they have to progress. So I just feel like they're progressing and, you know, just chill out. Like, if you don't like it, you don't like it. It's music, so, you know, it's all subjective. But, oh, man, they're not, you know, they're sellouts or some talk like that. Like, no, it's a good album. Remember, like, we've had some cool lyric, just basic lyric episodes with Brett from GG Stalin and the Absurdity Junkies. Right. We talked a lot about J.R. Hayes and his vocals, but more importantly, like, his lyrical content, and his lyrics are on point again, as always. And Scott Hall, the guitarist, is kicking ass. The only thing I don't like about this album, it's a little bit overproduced, meaning a little bit just too clear. But, you know, I guess that's the times we're in. In comparison to Tomb Mold, like, that had a really good organic old school death metal production sound to it. So, like I said, maybe I'm just trapped in my old ways, but the drumming is way overproduced. I don't like that, but Adam Jarvis is one of the best in the business, you know, when it comes to death metal. So I'm kind of, you know, being passive aggressive here with that statement, but you know, it is what it is. Adam Jarvis is a badass, but the drums are extremely triggered and overproduced. So that's the only little thing I got to shit on about it. And then just, you know, I like, don't like what you like, people. Like, stop hating on it just because it's going in a different direction. They're almost like a brand new band. So, you know, they'll still play their old school shit. Like, we just saw them at Dark Lord Day. You know, I have a good review of that. If people want to go back and look for the Dark Lord Day, Dying Fetus and Pig Destroyer review. Remember, that was a good episode. So, yeah. Shout out to Pig Destroyer. They've always been, like, really cool and supportive of Musically Meditated. So, you know, it's not just a biased opinion. It's a pretty good album.
Right.
So, for all you haters, stop it.
They have a lot of fans, too. Chill out, other fans.
Yeah, chill out. And chill out, haters. And here we go. It's a perfect little segue into hate mail.
Oh, no.
So, we haven't received hate mail for a while. And, like you mentioned.
No, I forgot how it felt.
Yeah, I forgot how it felt, too. And like you mentioned, you were gone for, like, almost a month. So, maybe, you know, since you graced us with your presence again this episode, or last episode, I should say, maybe the hate mail would come. And
it did.
And it did. So I have it. I have it here.
It is garbage.
Here we go. Hate mail. This one's directed at me. Hey, Joe, where did you get those glasses? Hipster.com. Haters gonna hate. No, I got these.
They were sold out of mustaches, so you had to just get the glasses.
Yeah. I got these at Meijer, all right?
Yeah.
I got these at Meijer, the optical department. And it's kind of hit or miss there, but no. I didn't get it at hipster.com. Bunch of jerks as I adjust my glasses. All right, next one. Okay. Joe, you and Stretton are kind of handsome only because of the lighting. Why don't you put on the bright lights and really smile?
No,
we like it romantic in here. Okay.
I put the mic where my teeth are missing, so nobody ever knows.
Nobody ever knows that smile. But yeah, people are funny. Here we go. Here's another one. Webcams, Champion brand t-shirts, Fiji water. Joe Riley is a sellout. The proof is in the pudding. Damn, man.
There's no pudding here. There's
no pudding.
Fiji water, though.
And then here's another one. Stretton's trying to be a hipster with the craft beer hat. Sun King Brewery would never sponsor Musically Meditated. Get over yourselves, you brand whores. Damn, man. Well.
Did they sign their name?
No, they didn't. They better not, because I'm going to find you. No, I don't really care. You can send all the hate that you want. It's
real
actually
cool,
pretty clever. It's pretty funny. But Fiji water, I'm dying for one right now. I left it in the fridge.
Somebody took it?
No, I just forgot to put it on the table.
Oh.
Or I would sponsor it right now.
Oh, it's super far away. Allow me to get it so we can do a proper commercial.
Yeah, so we could do a proper commercial. But, you know, we're going to get some hate. But like I said, these aren't from hipster.com. Champion will be sponsoring us in the future. And here we go. Here's Fiji water. I'm parched. This is apparently from the islands of Fiji, natural artesian water. But yeah, maybe they are sponsoring us. You never know. But I don't think we're brand whores. Are you a brand whore?
No.
Okay. Well, for all you haters out there.
Occasionally.
But hold on, I'm a little parched. But hipster.com, is that a thing, Stretton? What's going on?
Why are you asking me?
Mm-hmm.
You see how I dress? I'm not stylish.
It's kind of hipstery.
I guess. I mean, you know, I'm too cool to dress like other people, bro.
Right. Right. All right. Well, now we're going to move on to the segment at the very end, and it's meditate on this. I always like to do something positive at the end. So meditate on this. Negative or jealous people might know how to push your buttons or how to turn your lights off. Some might bring up some skeletons in your past, but ignore that shit. Have faith in yourself and always go with your gut feelings and your intuition. However, remember to let your guard down. Just relax and enjoy the playground of life and every second of it, and cut off those that bring you down, and follow your dreams and desires, and subscribe to Musically Meditated. Tell all your friends, tell your family. Don't just hit like, don't just hit share. Tell everyone, get out there, let them know. And then go back and listen to these albums. I'll have a link for the new Birds in Row and the new Tomb, or the new Tomb Mold, and give them a listen. Let us know what you think. You know, these definitely are not going to be on the radio, that's for sure, but this is a music discovery podcast, and, you know, I really like these bands. And back to Birds in Row, if you go back to, like, maybe even our first episode, I've always felt like I've had a knack for honest music, and I think this music by these dudes, Birds in Row, is about as honest as it's going to get. You know, they wear their emotion on their sleeve. I don't think they really care if you like what they have to do or what they have to say or how they sound. But if you really break it down like I have and Sretton has, like, you could tell it's honest and it's from the heart, you know. So I love that. And another thing, a real quick tidbit. I noticed on my Snapchat a year ago today is when I went to Talia Hall to see Mets. So this is technically been a year. Like, it's not episode 52. It's 48. But.
Mm-hmm.
Last year on this date we did episode 3.
Oh shit,
isn't that crazy? So cheers to that. So everybody, yes, please remember to subscribe to Musically Meditated Podcast. The number is 812-963-4727. Give us a call, let us know what's up.
What's that number, Joe?
Hold on, let me look again. 1-812-963-4727. Hit us up. Let us know what's going on.
You smile at the camera and I'll say the number. Ready? 1-812-963-4727.
You messed up, dude. Do it again. What is it?
1-812-963-4727. Leave a voicemail message.
Leave a voicemail message. We have some really cool things for next episode, episode 50 and episode 52. Because that'll be technically a year, but like I just mentioned, this is technically a year. So
yeah,
we've been doing this.
We've been doing
this. And also, last but not least, the Patreon thing will be set up for episode 50. I'm not going to be shy about that. So please feel free to participate. And like Sretton said before, that'll only help us get better gear and be able to interview more bands and build our brand here, because Musically Meditated is ready for world domination. So, yeah. So, domination. But yeah, everybody, thanks for listening. Subscribe, share, all that stuff. We're everywhere. In Birds in Row, we'll see you soon in October. Get a nice interview. Wee wee. Adios. I'm Musically Meditated.
That's right.
I'm Musically Meditated.
That's right.
I'm Musically Meditated.
Producer my ass over there.